Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, Trendlines Medical Singapore, a subsidiary of Catalyst-listed Trendlines Group, recently announced that it's extended its partnership with National Healthcare Group, or NHG. It's been developing a range of medical technology companies under its incubation, working closely with NHG under a strategic partnership to co-develop healthcare solutions. Very important this year. Now, to find out more and what's in the pipeline, we're joined today by Mr. Eric Lowe, and he's the CEO of Trendlines Medical here in Singapore, and Dr. Tan Che Heng, and he's the Assistant Chairman of the Medical Board at TTSH. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today. Very good evening
Thank
to both
Rachel.
Of you. So
good
let's
evening.
Start off. You know, 2020, it's been a big year for medical news and medical technology. Can you tell us more about the areas that you develop? Eric, perhaps you can start off.
Sure, Rachel. Well, indeed, I think 2020 has been a year that put a very strong focus on how the medical care will probably need to be a little bit more targeted, you know, and obviously this is very much the way that Trendlines as a medical incubator has always been focusing itself on. So we look for issues where there are still unmet needs, where physicians may have areas where they feel that the current solutions or the current devices may not be the most, you know, apt in executing the best quality care to patients. And that's where Trendlines comes in, look at some of those problem areas, develop solutions by investing in companies and bringing this company up through a series of mentorship, or we call it by large incubating them so that they can then develop solutions that eventually can reach the hands of physicians and improve the quality of the human condition. So that has been what we've been doing. And so far, since we started 3 years back, we have a total of 11 companies. And interestingly, if we have time, we can talk a little more about those companies, but they are all ranging in different areas, all which, of course, is very much centrally themed in addressing those needs that we talk about that will help patients.
You know, Trendlines Medical, as you mentioned, has extended its MOU with NHG. Perhaps, Dr. Tan, you can tell me a little bit more about this partnership, what it means for NHG, when did it start, how did it start, what have you developed so far?
Sure, I'll be most happy to. In NHG, we have a Center for Medical Technologies and Innovations, and we kind of set it up somewhere in 2017 as well. And so Trendlines was actually one of the first of our industry partners. And we have started the partnership officially since November 2017. And as Eric has mentioned, you know, we are happy and we are going on to the next 3 years. You know, as Eric has also mentioned earlier, the question is, where do the solutions sit within the clinical realm? Mm-hmm. And our role at NHG is to really to identify and share the clinical need problem statements, real-world problems that require solutions that, you know, very often our partners and including Trendlines particularly are able to help solve. And so they contribute the engineering expertise, we contribute the clinical needs and perspectives as we co-develop the solutions. We continue to provide ideas about how those solutions can practically be brought into practice. And I'm very happy that actually our collaboration has worked out very well. And we look forward to seeing many more of such companies being spun out.
And I understand that, you know, since 2017, as you mentioned, when the partnership started, 9 novel projects leading to the formation of 9 new companies have borne into fruition as a result of this MOU. Can you tell me more about what's been developed there? What kind of technologies have been brought about as a result of this partnership? Eric, perhaps you can start.
Sure. I think of the companies, obviously, that we have kind of give birth to, in a sense, through the collaboration with the physicians in NHG, one of which is in the area of what we consider as a real-time ultrasound guidance for needle puncture for a company called Medulla Pro. This company basically develops a solution that helps physicians in their day-to-day lumbar puncture. And what this means really is to insert the needle into the back of the, or rather at the spine, to extract the fluid from the from the spine for testing. Often than not, without this particular device, the physicians may have to depend on not just a visual guidance, but only on their palpation or how they feel the structure of the spine would be to assist them to actually do the needle puncture. And of course, however skillful the physician is, you know, having a guidance would certainly be a lot more easier, a lot more accurate. And this can then translate to less trauma or pain to the patient. So Medulla Pro develops a solution of this particular need. And this need came from two physicians from the NHG that suggested, you know, if we have something like that, it would be really useful. And I'm very glad to say that, you know, the company Medulla Pro has already developed a working prototype, even though they are just about a year old. And we're looking forward to seeing it being kind of experimented or tested into humans some come next year. So the other companies in brevity, I know that if I were to kind of spend all the time talking about the 9 or the total of 11 that we have, we'll probably use up all the time frame. But the key thing about, you can probably hear from me and Shaheng about the excitement that we see every time we talk about a product, because the end goal at the end is all about looking at solutions that can help patients. So we also developed, for example, a new catheter that help patients who need the catheter, which is a rubber tube that is put into the urethra to help patients to actually pass urine. And this particular catheter reduces a big problem associated with the use, which is what we consider the catheter-associated urinary tract infection. And because of having this foreign catheter, the chances of having UTI is heightened. Our device, in this case, allows to bring this level of UTI down, which is very welcome, because already if you imagine a patient is already sick and he have to kind of succumb himself or herself to additional issues such as infection, that's something, of course, in the topmost of minds of physicians, like, you know, what we interacted with. Hey, you know, if you can bring this thing down, the UTI down, it'd be great. And again, we have tested this product, and you will be actually done at Khoo Teck Puat Hospital for a human study that is slated to start next year.
Dr. Tan, what's the process like? Because, you know, this is really a collaboration. You mentioned that two doctors came forward from NHG for this lumbar puncture, needle puncture solution to say, hey, it would be great if we had something like this. So with all of these ideas and solutions bubbling under the surface, how are they then brought forward to this partnership?
Yeah, indeed. So the National Healthcare Group, CMTI, or Center for MedTech and Innovations, our role is primarily to bring our clinicians across disciplines and across different institutions, hospitals within the group to come together to find the common and urgent clinical needs. So these are what we call the problem statements. And we bring them to our solutions providers, and in this case, trend lines. And what this does is really allow us to then focus on those problems that patients face, that clinicians face on a day-to-day basis. And therefore, they do have very significant impact subsequently. And the collaboration with Trendlines has been wonderful for us because they are very focused on fast prototyping and bringing the solutions to market. So as Eric mentioned, for Medulla Pro, within 1 year, the prototype has been developed and we are already doing tests and trials. And so this allows us to very quickly bring those solutions and make them accessible to our patients. And the primary role of what we are trying to do here is really about improving the care for our patients. And that is really the main driving force for much of the work that we do in CMTI.
If I may add, you know, I mean, if you ask us so far how this whole process, I guess the very, very effective way that we see this collaboration going is the fact that the physicians themselves are really innovative in their own, you know, way of looking at solutions. And the way that they are involving themselves with our startup companies, the companies that we, you know, invested in, are very immense in the sense that they are very much involved in suggesting to them what are some of the clinical aspects of the development, and very much kind of making sure that the development is very aligned with what eventually a physician would like to see. I think those are the very, very strong collaborative merits in the sense that when we develop a medical product, we have the physicians alongside with us, wherein the solutions at the end is going to be developed, you know, for the physician to execute so that they can actually bring forth the quality care to patients eventually. And this is what we really pride this very, very good partnership that you're probably going to hear, you know, Chaheng and I talking along the way, because it is simply a very, very strong partnership that brings forth a very strong, you know, kind of solutions that we are seeing right now.
That's wonderful to hear. We're speaking with Eric Low, CEO of Trendlines Medical Singapore, and Dr. Tan Che Heng, Assistant Chairman Medical Board at TTSH. So what else are you looking to develop as you extend your partnership? What's on the agenda for the next 3 years?
Maybe let me start off first, Rachel. And I think, you know, what we see this 3 years has been seeing, you know, we have companies and solutions coming about, but this extension of our partnership, we also extend into new areas where we feel it's going to be very beneficial. One key area in this case is really to look, you know, from a specific angle, what are some of the key areas of the verticals within the medical that may be relevant, not just for our Singapore needs, but the global needs. Aging population, obviously, is one that is taking every, you know, country. And we feel that there are solutions in that area that will be very relevant. So between us and as well as the National Healthcare Group, we will actually form focus groups to develop or to kind of elaborate on solutions that may be relevant in this field. So we're kind of putting the commercial lens and the clinical lens together to make good some of the ideas and to see how this can then, you know, bring about products that will hit the market. We're going to start with us and the National Healthcare Group. We're going to see this group slowly expand to include physicians from beyond Singapore, for example, and from physicians still, you know, within Singapore. The key thing at the end is that we want to tap on the minds of our physicians, and together we kind of build solutions that are very relevant for the global markets.
Yeah, I guess from the clinical side, We are looking towards trend lines to provide that business angle and also that engineering expertise. And I think for us, what makes a lot of sense is to look into where NHG is clinically strong in. So our National Center for Infectious Diseases, so in terms of infectious disease, for example, point of care testing, things like skin health, mental health for Skin Center and our IMHR, Institute for Mental Health. And also within the larger hospitals, Tan Tock Seng, Khoo Teck Puat Hospital, looking at how, as Eric has mentioned, rehabilitation or caring for the elderly, some surgical technologies. Those are new areas that we intend to expand into to try and engage more clinicians. And the success of the startup companies with Trendlines do actually provide some kind of a role model for other clinicians who have not yet embarked on this journey to hop on the bandwagon.
Well, Eric and Dr. Tan, thank you so much for sharing all of those insights with us. We wish you all the best on the next stage of your journey and your partnership.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Eric Low, CEO of Trendlines Medical Singapore, and Dr. Tan Che Heng, Assistant Chairman Medical Board at TTSH, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.